Now, terror and renewal in West Africa. Just days ago, Boko Haram pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, raising fears the militants' insurgency in Nigeria could become part of an international conflict. This weekend saw a burst of violence in another closely watched African country, Mali. Yesterday, unknown attackers fired rockets at a UN base in Kidal in the far north, killing at least three. And Saturday, gunmen killed five people, including two foreigners, at a restaurant in Bamako, the country's capital city, that has been largely free of such attacks. An Islamist group claimed responsibility. Jeffrey Brown was just in Bamako and in the legendary city of Timbuktu. Here's the first of two reports, part of his series, Culture at Risk.
It was 2 a.m. on an outdoor stage in Bamako, capital of the West African country of Mali. But the tireless Fatoumata Diawara was spinning like a top, singing up a storm and imploring the crowd with calls for peace.
United of Africa.
Afterwards, she told me she felt compelled to speak out.
You know, if we want the best for Africa, the first thing to do is to know how to be in peace. Without a peace, nothing. We cannot start any kind of development. Nothing. Nothing is possible.
Unity was the theme of this concert in a country so rich in its musical culture, but so troubled by conflict and division. And even as the performers played on this night, the focus was many miles to the north, to the storied city of Timbuktu, that has suffered so greatly in recent years.
In fact, the concert in Bamako is a mere echo of one of the most famous music festivals in the world, the Festival in the Desert, held here in Timbuktu every year until war made it impossible.
That three-day festival was long a gathering of international sounds and stars, bringing together African musicians and Western rock legends like Bono, who spoke in 2012 of the importance of the festival.
This part of West Africa is like the cradle of music. It's like the big bang of all the music that we love.
But that same year, the music stopped, when separatist rebels and Islamic groups tied to Al-Qaeda invaded northern Mali and seized two-thirds of the country. The Oscar-nominated new film titled Timbuktu is about the imposition of a brutal form of Sharia law imposed by the jihadists, targeting women in particular and banning any expression of art. The musician Fatoumata Diawara is also an actress, and she plays a woman who's whipped for singing.
In 2012 in Mali, for 6 months or more, we couldn't play music in Mali. Can you imagine that? I was suffering like in the movie.
French and Malian military intervention drove the Islamists out of Timbuktu after 10 excruciating months. But 2 years later, much of the north remains unsafe, and there are regular rebel attacks on UN peacekeeping forces. Timbuktu is difficult to visit. With no commercial flights, we reach the city on a UN humanitarian plane, landing on a heavily guarded airstrip. The once thriving city is eerily quiet. More than half its 50,000 residents fled and have yet to return. Its economy has ground to a halt. The prices of staples like gas and grain have soared. Mayor Hale Ousmane Sisse told us of his traumatized neighbors.
They chased a woman into her house. Her husband was there. Her kids were there. They beat her in front of her husband without any defense, without anything, just to humiliate her.
Today, there are signs of life returning to normal. On this sandy square where Islamists once carried out public punishments, children now play. Timbuktu's grand imam had a terse response when I asked about the jihadists who brutalized his town in the name of religion.
That's their belief. They have their beliefs, and we have a different belief of our own.
For all the despair, the poverty, the memories of what happened here, Peace talks between the government and rebels are ongoing, and there is great hope for the future. The concert in Bamako, in fact, was a big step in that direction. Billed as the festival in the desert in exile, its organizers and musicians are ready to return to Timbuktu once there's peace.
We need the desert. Then we can go to play again.
Until then, Fatoumata Diawara is singing for the cause.
I don't want to take the same way when people talked about Africa crying. No. I will talk about my problem, singing my problem with, you know, a lot of hope, because that's Africa.
In the meantime, further hope for Timbuktu is coming from the restoration of its culture. Its music, of course, but also its historic role as a center of scholarship and learning. From the West African nation of Mali, I'm Jeffrey Brown for the PBS NewsHour.
And there's a photo gallery from Jeff's trip to Bamako and Timbuktu. You can see that on our homepage at pbs.org/newshour.